Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. While on that note, we have with us in our studio today Mr. Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and an Islamic researcher in the Hafza Almi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Naqvi, in our previous sessions, we have been talking about how we can help our children help the management of faculties, that's physical, mental, and emotional level, and how they can make use of those faculties in particular time. And we talked about time management in the previous session. That's extremely important, and we covered many aspects in time management, how we can teach our children time management. In general, we had been talking about the domains of behavior, where we talked about the mental maturity, mental development. What else would you like to add on the note?
So, yes, we were talking about, we were still focusing on the relationship one has with himself or herself. So we were talking about one of the things is managing our resources.
Yes.
Certainly, we have God-given resources, inherent resources, mm-hmm. mental capacities, physical aspects of our bodies. Then we have the time, which is without, not in our control.
Not in our control.
Then we have our personal belongings to manage, our clothes, our household things, our books.
Our access,
everything that belongs to me, I have to take care of them. I have to learn how to take care of them, how to maintain them, how to keep them. I mean, if I have a copy, I have to manage. I have a copy which, or a book which I need to study. I should learn how to keep it covered, make a cover of it.
Yeah.
I should be able to, so many children, they, you know, start using their books and copies and they start tearing them apart. So we need to keep them neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn that. So maintaining those things which are our belongings. And then I talked about the financial aspect. Also pocket money, if I've reached an age where I can be given pocket money, I should be given pocket money. I should be given the responsibility to go and use it properly.
Yes.
I should be able to learn what to use it for.
Yes.
And to maintain a record of that. I should be able to give a record of what I have spent.
Yes.
I should be able to gradually make a diary or an account book.
Yeah.
And then at a later age, even before I'm still studying, but I should be able to go and even work for some person, some organization, some charity work and earn some money.
Yes.
To extend my resources. So I be able to learn that. I have to be able to manage my hobbies.
Okay.
Every child should have a special hobby, a pastime. Painting, coloring, anything which can tomorrow, even when I go for a special profession, I have a hobby, a pastime, something okay. which enhances my cultural and aesthetic aspect in my life,
okay.
within me. The beauty, the love of beauty which is there, God-given, inherent nature, I am after beautiful things. I have to be able to be creative about them. I have to be able to even understand the beauty in the creation of Allah Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be able to replicate that. For people go for many different fine arts.
Yes.
So all of these have to be developed at that tender age.
Yes, and if a child is exploring all that, we see like my child is interested in a particular thing, I as a parent have to act as stimulator to explore his talent, help him explore his talent.
I want to explore, for example, I want to develop scientific
skills in my child, yeah.
Or mechanical skills.
Yes, and how
he
parents
or she
can
should be able to, for example, tear up his toy, yeah. Break it up and build it again.
And if he is able to break it up, how he's able to make it up again, how parents can help on all that. I'll be talking to you on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. Yes, brother, you were saying that if a child breaks apart toys, he should be able to make up them again. And all those skills have to be taught by parents.
I mean, at least parents should facilitate them.
Yeah.
Or he should be able to play with clay, model things,
yeah.
Sculpture things.
Yeah.
I mean, everything which enhances his creativity.
Yeah.
There's one mental creativity which is there,
mm-hmm.
and that should come out in the form of creativity using your psychomotor skills.
Yes.
I mean, learning to even cook, learning to garden, learning to, for example, knitting. I mean, some pastimes are there for girls. There are certain pastimes for
boys.
There are
well.
Certain things which are common.
But unfortunately, in many cultures, it's thought that there are all these pastimes only for girls. They don't belong to boys.
No, everything. Oh, going out for outings, going into the open air.
Yeah.
Recreation, mountaineering, climbing, all of these things. Different sports there. I mean, the more we engage our child in such activities, mm-hmm. the more he's going to be developed
better.
Mentally and physically. And especially when
well.
It comes to adolescence, which
yeah.
is a very critical age. That is where we have to control that. And if we don't prepare for that at an earlier age,
yeah.
and we're not keeping him engaged in all these activities and making him manage his time. Even he should have a time. Okay, this is time for TV. 1 hour, 2 hour, not more than that.
Okay.
This time is for studies. This time is for leisure. This time is for playing. Time management, controlling his temperament, controlling his feelings, emotions,
mm-hmm.
letting them out. I mean, a child should know, especially till the age of 7, screaming, crying. Everything should be allowed.
Let him do it.
Because if we suppress that, it will come out at a later age.
Yes.
Now,
because most of the parents living in some apartment kind of life, they try to suppress their children. Even if they are 3, 4, they don't allow them to scream much. No, we are living in an apartment kind of life.
Unfortunately, that is a part of this new type of living, this
new
modern
type
living.
Of living. Yes, yes.
But okay, inside the apartment, you have a difficult time. Go, take him out. Let him scream as much. Let him play in the dirt. Let him get dirtied.
Leave him on his own. Leave him free.
Free. Let him express his feelings.
Yeah.
Pour out his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The more a child is able to do that at a tender age, at a late age, he's much more
mature, developed. Okay.
And then at the end, the relationship with ourselves, the last thing which is important, he should be taught how to become a good student.
Okay.
Managing his education.
Yeah.
He should be able to manage his education. What should he learn to be able to manage these four relations?
Yes.
He himself, not at the early age, but at least in the second, 7 years that comes after the first 7 years, the second 7 years, when he's supposed to be a servant.
A kind of responsible.
Responsible, and he has to pick up responsibilities for himself. Educational planning for himself.
Okay.
What to study, what to learn, how to learn.
What
study
can help,
skills.
What can help a child in that? I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, "It is a recommended practice for a child to play in his childhood so that he becomes patient in his adulthood."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We talked about so many things. We talked about time management. We talked about financial management. We talked about keeping record of what a child spends, where he spends. We talked about exploring his skills, exploring his psychomotor skills, exploring his financial skills, and so many other things. What else is in the store?
So as I said, at the end of it, we have the most important thing, which is, for example, education as a whole.
Yeah.
He should understand the scope of that learning is quite great. It's not just focused on education for the sake of a profession for earning money.
Yeah.
That is one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not the only thing. He should start to understand that he has to learn about the whole of the creation around him, himself, his creator. He has to develop a sound worldview.
Okay.
And a strong ideology based on that worldview. His education starts from this. He starts understanding who he is as a human being.
Yes.
What is his role in the scheme of things
universe
that Allah Almighty has created?
Undoubtedly.
And starting to understand the purpose of life.
Yes.
And then what he has to do to manage this life.
Yeah.
In the way Allah Almighty wants us to do so. So this education starts from that.
Really tender age.
Yes, it should start. I mean, if the child, if he is listening, he's learning from his parents that they're talking about in this context.
Yes.
They're not trying to make him a triple M.
Yes.
That is money-making machine.
Exactly.
Because nowadays our children
that's what parents are doing.
I want you to become a doctor. I want you to become an engineer. I want you to become so-and-so. So you become a good professional, start earning money, take care of your family, and when we get grown up, take care of us. That is the whole focus of his life.
Yes.
Yes, I have religious obligations. I'll take care of them.
But they come as secondary, you know.
Even if they're primary, but this is the focus of life. That is not what Islam wants us to be.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I mean, we have this worldview, this ideology.
Yeah.
We have a greater purpose in life.
Yes. We have to teach our children where did they come from, why did they come, what is their goal in the life, where they have to go, rather than, as you put it very correctly, making them triple M, a money-making machine. So that's not the purpose of life. We have to teach them the entire purpose of our life is to attain perfection. And how we can do that, Islamic upbringing helps you with all that. It gives you all those points, all that knowledge, all that education that is required to attain that perfection. Mr. Nakavi, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you so much for providing us such a detailed information on that, how we can educate our children in these all these fields in all, and how can we develop all those skills. Thank you so much, dear listeners, who are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us, you have any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also download our programs on our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It's It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned.